Here we are in the Marian transept, that part of the church that widens out where we have the statue of Our Lady, or the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the beautiful shrine that you see with the wooden canopy over it, or baldacchino, and the tapestry dossal. And the base of this is called a plinth, and you see there is hand-carved by our parishioners a wreath with mountain laurel and oak leaves to honor our North Georgia setting. The five windows on this side of the window of this side of the church are called the matriarch windows. They are ladies in the Old Testament, or in the time of the Old Testament, and they are all archetypes of the Blessed Virgin Mary and point to her in some way. And they go in chronological order. From the back, you see Deborah the judge, who she has a scroll open on her lap, and you can read, if you could read the Hebrew, it would say basically that she is a mother to the Hebrew people, and in many ways the Blessed Virgin Mary is our mother as Christian people, and so Deborah is pointing, in a sense, to Mary. Also, you'll see in one of these windows, you'll see Hannah and Samuel. Hannah has a beautiful prayer which acts as a kind of model for Our Lady's prayer of the Magnificat. And Hannah is, this is just a lovely, lovely window. And she holds in her hands Samuel, the last of the judges, and the man who will anoint the first of the kings. And we see also in this section, we see Queen Esther, who saved her people from extinction. She advocated on behalf of the Hebrew people, the people of God, and saved them from genocide. And so she is, in her prayer, as a queen, she reminds us of the Virgin. We see Judith, and Judith is a great story. She's a kind of romantic figure, a literary figure, and she is someone who, at a time when basically everything was failing, she stepped forward and severed the head of the enemy of God's people and saved the people of God. And so we see her with her sword and with the head of her enemy. And the Virgin Mary is like unto Judith because she crushes the head of the serpent, the enemy of God's people, who is the devil. We see also this touching window of St. Anne. St. Anne's someone that's not mentioned in the Old Testament. Nevertheless, she is the mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she's reading, would have taught the Virgin Mary, the scriptures, and lovely window. And we see that they go in order, again, towards the shrine of the Virgin. The icons here are remarkable in many, many ways. This is a prayer corner for our people. They come here and with their devotions and light their candles and say their prayers. And the predominant icon in this area is the Black Madonna. It was given to us as a parish by the Legion of Mary, and it represents the parish feast day, which is the Holy Name of Mary, which falls on the Sunday nearest September the 11th or September the 12th. And it's a copy of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is a icon that was painted in biblical times, very likely, could even have been by the hand of St. Luke himself. And this icon was brought from the Holy Land to Constantinople, and then from Constantinople to Poland, where it remains today. The original painting was vandalized by some enemies of the church who sought to vandalize this, the original icon. And thereafter, when people paint copies of it, they show the vandalism. They paint it as if it were scraped itself. This is hand-painted in ex tempore, in the same way that you would have painted these icons 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. There are many lovely icons around the Black Madonna and on the other side. Some of these are old, some of them are new. Some of them have come from Jerusalem, some of them have come from South America, some of them have come from Asia, from Georgia, some of them have come were painted by cops, Egyptian cops, some of them were painted here in this country. All of them, almost all of them, were custom made for our parish, and they're each and individually wonderful works of art and great treasures given to our parish by parishioners as votive offerings in honor of their faith and of our love for the Lord and for His church. And they represent, in many ways, our parishioners, because some of them are African and some of them are Asian and some of them are European and some of them, they're like us in every way. We are a people from many different parts of the world, and we come together as Catholics in this one holy church. Catholic means whole, and so this is the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church founded by our Lord 2,000 years ago, and we're happy to be parishioners here at this lovely place. If you can, say a prayer for us, light a candle for us, and say a prayer in your prayer. Remember our parish, that it may continue to be a holy place of grace for many, many years to come. And we're so glad that you could join us here and to spend some time in this little tiny place in the middle of North Georgia. And we hope that the Lord touches your hearts and really sort of speaks to you in this church that we call home here at Our Lady of the Mountains.